This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up.
Good morning, everyone. Good vibrations and all that. You're listening to Vibrations here on Arrow FM 92.7, and I appreciate you joining us this fine Saturday morning. We've got a couple mostly sunny days, heading about 20 degrees. I know that I'm excited for the weekend when I turn into a weatherman all of a sudden, but I'm, 20 degrees right now sounds pretty good. Got some things to do in the backyard. Got some yarns to talk on the local access radio station, so thank you for putting up with me. Hopefully we can have some fun in this next half an hour. As per the last couple weeks, I've been trying something a little bit different, Vibrations. We're not doing many guests at the moment. I'm just having a bit of fun. So have a bit of fun with me if you like, or feel free to change the radio station to Ads FM or Ads FM. That was a dig at other radio stations that seem to be more ads than music these days. Here at Arrow FM, I don't mean to cause a kerfuffle. You know me, I'm not that kind of guy. But when it's not chock-a-block of ads. That's one thing I really appreciate. Of many things, I really appreciate of Arrow FM. And that frame of mind, I listened to it. When I'm not listening to Arrow FM, I listen to, what's the classical one? Orchestra, classical, I can't remember what it's called. That has no ads either. I'll remember later. Cool. So, as for the last couple of weeks, I've been bringing in a roulette of vinyls. We've got 45, so these are the singles. We've got six of them, and we're just going to spin the revolver and see what pops out. So the choices today is Something Stupid by Nancy Sinatra and Frank Sinatra. We've got I Just Called to Say I Love You by Stevie Wonder. We've got Lou Reed's Walk on the Wild Side. We've got Treasure Island, a musical adaptation of Robert Louis Stevenson's immortal classic. It's actually probably really long. I'll cross that hill when I come to it. We've got Jonah Jett and the Blackhearts with I Love Rock and Roll. And lastly, in the theme of coming up to old Halloween, we've got Slaughter on 10th Avenue and other ballad sections. It's actually just orchestra of horror scores. I'll just read the newspaper and have this in the background. It'd be fitting. So those are the six options. And then I like to have a little a book on the side. Yeah, last week we had Marcus Aurelius's Meditations. We've had Sun Tzu's Art of War. We've had a little wisdom book of David Bowie. I think that might be all of them. There might have been one more. So today we've got Sigmund Freud's On Dreams. And I like to just go to a random page and try and find like a nice little sentence or two. This one might have been a really dumb choice because it is Doop, and so many quotes. Okay, here's a quote, and that we'll start with this. Sigmund Freud's dreams on dreams. To earth, this weary earth, ye bring us. To guilt, ye let us headless go. Heedless go. Yeah, normally I try and do a bit of a synopsis, a summary, if you will. And I'm not, I mean, to earth, this weary earth, ye bring us to guilt, ye let us heedless go. So you bring us to the earth and then you let us go through guilt. Man, this is too early in the morning for that. We'll try another one later. But for now, let's chuck on a tune. So like I said, I just gave you the options. If you've forgotten, well, what can I do? I'm currently shuffling the 6 vinyls. Even those on the radio should be able to hear this. Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle. And I have going to pick out, with my eyes closed, we have Walk on the Wild Side by Lou Reed. You know what? First thing in the morning, I'm not mad with this decision. I'm going to have to take the microphone with me because I forgot to set up the vinyl player. Hey, come along over here. All right. Lou Reed. Whoa. I don't have any facts. You hung out with David Bowie a bit, I know that. And that's my fact for the day. Yep, that looks good. Let's go. Take it away, Lou.
Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked her way across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go do 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 do. Once gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Alright. Ha. Huh. Jackie is just speeding away. Thought she was James Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that fast. She said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. take a walk on the wild side, and the colored girls say, do 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 do.
Thanks there, Lou, with Walk on the Wild Side. And you know, sometimes you just gotta. If you're just tuning in, this is Arrow FM. Let me just remove that. This is Arrow FM 92.7, and you're listening to Vibrations, and I am very happy to be here with you. We are playing Vinyl Roulette, where I bring in six singles on vinyl and just shuffle them up and have a pick. That was the first, and Lou Reed won out. He was the first shot. But we have some great choices coming up as well. We've got Stevie Wonder. We've got a duet between Old Frank and Nancy Sinatra. We've got Treasure Island, the musical adaptation. We've got Slaughter on 10th Avenue, the orchestra. So, you know, it is all up for play. Now, I've also brought in a book on dreams, Sigmund Freud. The last one was pretty trash. I wouldn't lie to you, my sweet, sweet audience. I would not lie. I was equally, if not more, disappointed than yourselves with this. I just picked out a sentence, and it's I do bring in books, like I said before. I've had Marcus Aurelius's Meditations and Sun Tzu's Art of War. I will bring in more books, but there's some books like Sigmund Freud's On Dreams where it's just deep. You try and like take just like a sip of water, like you do a cup of water, but it just sucks you in and you go hundreds of miles down. That's the kind of swimming pool this is. Actually, it's probably not that deep. I'm just dumb. Right, I found a better segment, I think. Segment Freud? Dream symbolism leads us far beyond the dream. It does not belong only to dreams, but is likewise dominant in legend, myth, and saga, in wit, and in folklore. I still don't understand it that much, but I like a lot of the key words in there. You know, folklore, legend, myth, and saga. Dominant, and then of course dream, symbolism, some good words in there. How to make sense of those words? You come to the wrong place. I just read stuff. You're lucky I can read. Dream symbolism leads us far beyond the dream. Okay, yeah, no, alright, I can, alright. It's kind of like a little keepsake that you keep after the dream, because you're not always remember all the facts, but it's much easier to remember, I mean, where you were. Is that a symbol? Like, oh, I was in my old classroom. I was in the house that I grew up. But symbolism, oh, specifically. Oh, no, I'm falling off. Nope, I don't know. I didn't think I knew as much as I knew. But, yeah, he goes on to say, it does not belong only to dreams, but is likewise in dominant in legend, myth, and folklore, and sagas and stuff. So perhaps he's making connections between the stories we tell each other and the stories we tell ourselves at night in our dreams. That's the best way I'm going to leave that conversation, so I'm going to stop it there. We've just had Lou Reed's Walk on the Wild Side. We've got five other vinyls to choose from in this vinyl roulette. What do we got? Let's go. Closing eyes, shuffling, and Slaughter on 10th Avenue. I've never heard this one before. It is, I'm pretty sure it's just orchestra, which I can deal with that, but it's also probably going to be very intense orchestra, which I don't know if I can deal with that. On one side, we've got Slaughter on 10th Avenue. It is Halloween coming up, so you can lean into this. And on the other side, we had three dancers from Fancy Free, Gallop, Waltz, and Dizan. Dizan? From the ballet theatre. Oh, let's go with the dance. Okay, we'll start with Slaughter on 10th Avenue, and if it's no good in the first 30 seconds, we'll go on the other side. Make way, Lou. Here we go. Fickle things, vinyls. Fickle vinyl. Fickle final. Fickle final. Oh, this is a banger. Let's keep it going, folks. It would be quite an error to suppose that a profound knowledge of dream symbolism, aka the language of dreams, would make us independent of questioning the dreamer regarding his impressions about the dream. And would give us back the whole technique of ancient dream interpretations. Apart from individual symbols and the variations in the use of what is general, One never knows whether an element is in the dream is to be understood symbolically or in its proper meaning. The whole content of the dream is certainly not to be interpreted symbolically. Can't all be symbols. The knowledge of dream symbols will only help us in understanding portions of the dream content and does not render the use of technical rules previously given at all Where did that come from? I'm trying to read some Sigmund Freud here. Oh my god. But it must be of the greatest service in interpreting a dream just when the impressions of the dreamer are withheld or are insufficient. When you tell a dream story, get better at the symbolism. That's what he's saying. I'll leave you back to the music. It never finishes. I have just found on the cover it says 45 RPM extended play. So we could be here for a while, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just move it on to another song. I'm actually really interested to try Treasure Island out. All right. 1 second. All right, Treasure Island.
Many years ago, there lived a young lad named Jim Hawkins. His mother ran a hotel where an old sea captain lived. One day the old sea captain, named Billy Bones, called Jim Hawkins to his side.
Jim, me lad, in the old sea chest in the corner of my room, you'll find a map. It's a map of pirates' treasure buried on Treasure Island. I'm too old to ever sail the seas again. Take this map and seek your fortune.
It was a wonderful day that Jim Hawkins set sail for Treasure Island. All the men on board were singing a real pirate song.
15 men on a dead man's chest, yo-ho, and a bottle of rum. 15 men on a dead man's chest, yo-ho, and a bottle of rum. Yo-ho, yo-ho, a sailing we will go. 15 men on a dead man's chest, yo-ho, and a bottle of rum.
Captain Smollett, the good captain of the ship, set a course for the South Seas. And what with a blue sky above and a brisk wind to fill the sails, things looked fine indeed. The salt air made young Jim a little hungry, so he went below and crawled into a big barrel of apples. He had just picked out a nice red one when he heard voices, so he ducked down and listened.
Long John Silver is my name. I'm Theodore.
We'll be here all day, ladies and gentlemen, if I keep playing that. But that was actually really cool. I should listen to that at some point. Right, I think we're on to our last song. It's been chaotic, but what else would it ever be here on Vibrations on Arrow FM? Very happy to be here. Thank you for, pointing your ears in this direction. We have three more choices in our vinyl roulette. We have Stevie Wonder's I Just Called to Say I Love You, Jonah Jett's I Love Rock and Roll, and Something Stupid by the Sinatras. I am closing my eyes, and I am shuffling the vinyls. All right, tell me when to stop. All right. It is Something Stupid by Frank and Nancy Sinatra. It's actually a banger. I like this one. Take it away, Sinatras.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. Though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. I practice every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come true. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. Time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you.
Sultry. That's how I'd put that. Sultry. Vibrations here on Arrow FM 92.7. We're about to close off the episode. It's been a lot of fun. Thank you very much for listening with your ear holes. that was the music. We just finished up the music. I do have one last thought from our good friend Sigmund Freud in the thrift version of On Dreams, abridged, I believe. What is common in all these dreams is obvious. They completely satisfy wishes excited during the day which remain unrealized. They are simply and undisguisedly realizations of wishes. Uh, Nice. Yeah. Yeah. That's good. It's so, I mean, we say, hey, you know, follow your dreams, do the things you want to do. So I wonder if there's something behind the fact that if you don't end up doing it during the day, say you didn't follow your dreams, like 99% of the population ends up doing, unfortunately. Not a bad thing, you know, I'm just, you know, putting it out there. Maybe 98%. If you're not following your dreams during the day, perhaps when they come out at night. So, you know, that no doubt means that I just want my teeth to fall out during the day. It's a wish come unrealized because it didn't happen during the day, so it has to happen at night. It's an unfulfilled wish. Or if you fall off a large thing, or if you get embarrassed in your dream, you must have wanted that during the day. That's clearly what Sigmund Freud is. Right. So if you ever want interpretations on classic literature, stay tuned to Vibrations. Not now, because I'm leaving. You'll be waiting a while. But if you're here this time next week, but half an hour earlier, some call it 8:30 Saturday morning, I'll be there too, also. And we'll have another book and another lot of vinyls to shuffle up and play. It's been a pleasure. It's been a privilege. And I hope you enjoy your weekend. Yeah, and also, yeah, see ya.